Hello, and welcome to the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative to record America's family history in sound. Oral histories are one of the most personal and rewarding ways to preserve family stories. The Tell Me a Story sessions are 45-minute interviews between two people with the assistance of a trained facilitator. Participants will receive a compact disc with the full interview. A copy will be archived at the Midwest Genealogy Center and, with permission, later made available to the public. And now, another story.
So do I have your permission to ask you questions?
Sure.
Okay. And I don't know this, so I'm going to ask you, if that's okay with you. This is Ruth Pickett. She's 101, July 16, born 1912. Right. Okay. Did you know your grandparents?
Yes.
What do you remember about them?
One of them was half Indian, and the other one was Irish.
Do you?
The lady was Irish, and the man was half Indian.
Do you remember any stories about them?
No. About him. I never knew anybody that knew him. That would be the only way I'd.
But what do you remember about great grandma? That was your mom's mom. Great grandma.
Well, she was pretty independent. She was in her 90s when she would take the streetcar and go down to Emory Bird's up on the, a floor in Emory Bird there. They had a place there for people could crochet and do embroidery and stuff like that.
Oh, neat.
And she'd go down and do that and come home on the bus.
Huh.
And she was pretty independent. She had she had to have shots.
Diabetes?
Diabetes. And mother had to give her shots.
Mm-hmm.
And when mother went to, when Bill and Pat were married, and they left town and lived up in, not New York.
Was it Wisconsin or?
Wisconsin. And had her babies. And the mother went up to take care of them. So I had to take care of grandma and give her the shots.
Oh, okay.
And it was hard to do. I mean, I didn't have any instructions, just stick it in and fill up the thing, and that's about all I... And she lived upstairs over Mother Nantry's at the house.
They're on Troost?
Hmm.
On Troost?
Mm-hmm. It was on Troost, yeah.
Did great-grandma always live with grandma?
No.
When did she start? Can you remember if it was after you were married, or...?
No, it was before I was... No, it was after I was married.
Afterwards?
Because she was sick for a while. And she slept in that middle room on Forest there, you know.
Oh, okay.
And she had, I said it once in front of some people, and they said they never heard of it before. Erysipelas. And there is a disease called erysipelas. It's contagious.
Oh.
And she stayed in that upper bedroom till she got better. Bob Norris was, they where did they sleep? Maybe it was in the back bedroom. Maud was married, and Anola, Mary, and you slept in the front bedroom.
Yeah, but not when Grandma lived at Forest.
No, this before you.
Yeah.
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 She lived over at the chiropractor's.
Oh, Borings?
Yeah. She lived upstairs over Aunt Truce's and mother.
Uh-huh.
She had an apartment up there until she got sick. And then she came downstairs.
Oh.
And she died. Bill and Pat got married and moved to Wisconsin.
What is the funniest story you remember about Grandma?
I never remember her doing anything funny. Ha ha, or odd. I mean, she used to do housework for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go with her once in a while and help her so she could leave earlier. But she was real serious about her housekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
And the people were glad to get her.
Yeah.
And then she started, people would go away and she'd come and stay in the house, maybe sometimes take care of the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Till she got to the point where she didn't need to do it. She had a home to stay in, but she was always busy.
Yeah.
And some of the things that she didn't do anymore, I went. And that was when you were little, because I remember I had made a coat for you. That was after I took tailoring out at St. Teresa's College.
Oh, is that where you learned to sew?
Well, to sew for other people. We lived on Forest, so you have to tuck that in there somewhere. It was after we lived on Tracy. We lived at the floor house. That was after. We lived further down on Forest.
Mm-hmm.
41 something.
Uh-huh.
And then we moved from there to Tracy. And then from Tracy we moved back up to Forest.
3924.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you took a tailoring course?
Mm-hmm.
At St. Teresa's Academy or Church?
Yeah.
Academy?
Mm-hmm. They were night classes.
Oh.
And then you kids were in school. And I took night classes at Rocker's College.
Mm-hmm.
I had enough credits points to be a sophomore in college. Uh-huh. It was a night school, I think.
Mm-hmm. I remember when you went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Bill lived in that house down by the school, by Rockers.
Uh-huh.
And
that was also on Forest. That was also Forest, wasn't it? The little house across the street from the...
Yeah. And Mother, that was where she took care of the babies when Bill and Pat started having them.
Oh.
And then they... Gosh, it gets kind of mixed up. I guess they moved back to Kansas City after Pat got straightened out. She had some kind of trouble having the twins. And they lived in the house for a while.
Yeah.
And when I went out there to college, some friend of ours, I can't remember their name, her husband took her out there. And I rode with them for a while. And then Bill took me, because I wasn't driving. Daddy was down the hill somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I took the tailing course out at the school, St. Teresa's. And I made Daddy, you remember the little store on 39th Street?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the material there. And the buttons and the material and everything. I made Daddy a suit. And the instructor was showing us how to do things, and he was showing how to fix the front opening to man's pants.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking along, and I said, "Well, I didn't know that was the way you did it. I thought she did it this way." He said, "Oh, yes, that's the way they do it. I forget how it's put together."
Oh, huh.
And it was a zipper.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it turned out okay.
Oh,
and
good.
I took it up to the cleaners to have it ironed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they offered me a job.
Did they really?
Yeah, they really did.
Wow.
And I said, "Well, no, I didn't have time for that." And Daddy was so proud of this suit. He said, "All the men at the St. James are jealous of me." I said, "Well, that was fine."
High compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah. What holidays do you think were important?
You mean school holidays? Or?
Year holidays, school holidays, whatever. were kind of special.
Oh, Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy was off from work on those.
Were there any
fun? I mean,
yeah.
We had friends that we went out with. We didn't have a car until you kids were half grown. And then we would go out to the park.
How did you get around? How did Daddy worked several jobs before he got to Can't See Power and Light, didn't he?
Yeah. He just took the streetcar, I guess. He finally bought a car. He was down in the hills, and Bill was the head of the house. I don't know, there was something about buying a car that Bill took care of, that Daddy thought he would sold the car. And I don't know how we got it in the first place. But anyhow, when everything worked out. The man had, I don't know, it was something about the money. And Bill was all excited because he was the one that took care of it when Daddy was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How did, Daddy worked at Lake City, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was that before World War II or after?
It was during.
It was during World War II. How did he get there?
Well, it wasn't too far out. He rode with somebody, and then we bought this car. Bill took care of. People lived down the street by the school down there. And legally, I don't know what happened, but they got it straightened out because Bill wasn't too old. Well, he was old enough to be in college. But anyhow, that he would get a ride with somebody, and then he had to get a car because there was no transportation out there. And before that, he worked for the bank downtown, the big one. See, it was after that. He worked for the gas company. Went around reading
meters,
gas meters.
Uh-huh.
And then from there he went, I guess he went to the Power and Light from there. I don't know if it's kind of, he worked for Power and Light quite a while.
Yeah. How did you and Daddy meet?
Me and Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he belonged to the 110th Engineers that were like the home guard. And Johnny, my cousin, was went there too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a building over in, on Main Street around 40-something, 30-something.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether, I don't think Johnny belonged to it. Anyhow, I don't, there was something about you and Aunt Teresa and mother were taking out, walking up by De La Salle. Daddy, I don't know how he got involved in it. I don't know.
Now that was Enola.
Let's see, about that time she was in St. Louis, probably going to school.
You mean when I was born? Yeah. But I thought Daddy was working for Power and Light then. Was he working someplace else?
Well, he worked for the government now that made guns or ammunition.
At Lake City?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then the war came and ended. So the job ended. They didn't make it anymore. But that was when he started looking for a job. And it was after you were born, I guess. He would, we'd go downtown. I was working at Sears. This was before we were married, before you were born. Sears was on 15th Street. And we'd take the, I went out to Sears. I had to go down to 12th Street on the bus and transfer to go out. It was out to the east. And that's just when I met, your dad wasn't before here, just, no, you weren't born yet. But when you were born, I don't know, we used to go to the show, and I used to pay the way because he didn't have a job or anything. And then he worked for the city, digging, doing stuff that the city had to do, had had men to do, and he did work that for a while. And then when we decided, or I decided, that we better get married. I told him that he'd have to get a job.
So you asked him?
I guess I did. So he did get a job with Power and Light. He worked for the gas company. He was working for the gas company when, no, I guess it was later than that, Dorothy Madden and her husband, Dorothy was a good friend of mine, I told Daddy, if we didn't get a job, we couldn't get married. So that's when he went to work for the city. But it was something that worked outside. I don't know whether it was on the streets or what it was. It's nothing he'd be proud of. And he would take the same streetcar as I took to get out to the car place, I forget where it was, he would be dressed up in his overalls and all that stuff. I wasn't very proud of him. Then we decided that we'd get married. So he went to his boss. It was after he was working for the gas company then, and said that, I don't know what it was, said that he couldn't work anymore because, I forget what it was, but anyhow, he wanted the Saturday off to get married, and the boss told him, well, he could have Saturday off, but they were planning on firing him anyhow, so he could take Friday, Saturday off. Dorothy knew, I don't know how she found out, maybe I told her. And her mother went to her brother, who lived next door, who was deep in politics. And anyhow, he went to the company and told him to keep Daddy from firing. So that was how he got a job at Power and Light.
Oh, he didn't. Oh. He got fired from the gas company, but through Dorothy Madden's help, he got onto Kansas City Power and Light?
I don't remember that. Mm. I remember that he worked for the gas company reading meters, and he worked for the light company after we were married. I don't know, honey.
Okay.
A lot of it.
Oh, that's okay. Did anything interesting happen in our family? I mean, eventful things that have become like family legends or something that you've remembered through the years?
Well, honey, my family wasn't like any other family. Grandma, my mother raised us kids by herself. And when she had a job, she had to get somebody else to take care of the kids. I met him through Johnny Platt, my cousin, because he belonged to the military thing, Home Guard, whatever it is. And that was the way I met Daddy. Mm. But Dorothy and I and Lee and Brigham were a friendship, the four of us. Dorothy, when Lee told me and I told Dorothy about him not working any longer at the gas company, she went to her uncle, Cashwell. She lived next door. And he took care of us, so he didn't lose his job.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
Okay, so you were, okay, you don't remember World War One?
Yes.
You did, one?
Oh, yeah.
What do you remember about it?
Well, I remembered there were boys who lived in the neighborhood that worked on cars over Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a car, and they had a, I don't know where they got the figure, whether they made it to look like the Kaiser and drug it through the streets. I remember that. And that's all they did on the weekend, was monkey around with guards. When the armistice came, we lived with Aunt Teresa.
How old were you?
Well, I was in school, probably the fourth or fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Aunt Teresa lived up the street, and we lived at the end of the block.
Mm-hmm.
And Aunt Teresa would take care of us.
So you said on Armistice Day, is that when the war ended? World War One ended?
Yeah.
What do you remember about that day?
Well, we didn't live close to any place. They had parades and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And music, I can remember it being over. And one of Ann Ollett's books, she writes about that too. We were up in a, it was a duplex, and the upper floor was up high, and you could see that was at maybe 24th Street. Sears and Brookbooks was on 15th Street. It was in that neighborhood. We could see what was going on in the northeast corner.
Uh-huh.
And you could see the activity. But then they had a, well, I don't know, we were just kids.
Yeah. Well, then you, where were you when Pearl Harbor happened? Can you remember where you were and what you were doing?
Pearl Harbor.
December 7, 1941?
I don't think 41. I was married. I was married in 35.
You were married in 1935. Okay. Did you have...
And Daddy worked at Lake City when it was during the war.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember, did you listen to the radio when the president announced that America was going to war against Japan?
It just happened. No, I don't remember that.
Mm.
It was after the World War that I remembered most.
Okay. What'd you remember?
After World War. Well, after the World War, we had, was in the 30s. The things were, a lot of things were hard to get. You had to have a coupon to buy certain things.
Hmm.
And there were certain things like shoes. You could only buy so many, I mean, with kids. And sugar and meat.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to have tickets for some of it. And that was, I guess, didn't have anything to do with the war. It was poverty.
Oh, the Great Depression, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And it was, things were hard to get, and you had to have tickets or something to buy things like sugar and maybe milk. I don't know. I know sugar was one of them, because that's when... And I was married, I had family, and I had to buy sweetener, same sweetener that I'm using today.
Saccharin?
Saccharin.
Saccharin, yeah.
But we pulled through it, honey, one way or the other.
Yeah.
I lived next door to people that put the bed out in the backyard, and the grass was growing up high, and you could just see the heads of them when they got up.
Now, why did they do that?
down on Forest.
Uh-huh.
Not at the third I-24, down Mr. What was his name? The man that owned the Gentry, I think was his name.
Uh-huh.
And, well, things were hard to get meat. I remembered I bought a chicken for Thanksgiving one year, and it was awful. It was tough. We couldn't eat it.
Ooh.
And there was a Safeway store up at 38th and Troost. And I took it back up there and told him that we couldn't eat it. It was hard and tough. And so they gave me a new chicken.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember that. And then Milgram's was up at 39th and Troost. I don't know whether it's still there or not. And there's a girl, cashier. And if I didn't have the money, she would give me what I needed, and I'd pay her for it later. Mm. But it was just like a small town up mm-hmm. there. Of course, we went to St. James Church, but that's all over now. I mean, the war was over.
And, mm-hmm.
But you were born right in the middle of it.
I was born 54. I was born after Korea.
Yeah, but it all kind of blended them together.
Yeah. So you think we're done today? We had good 45 minutes.
Hmm.
We've been talking for about 45 minutes.
Oh, you've taken an interview.
Yeah.
Tom used to do that when he come to town.
Did he?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Well, I worked with her and drove up to California. And the Picketts, they didn't live up in the area. They lived further north, and they took care of Anna Laura. And Lord, when we came back, she looked like she had the measles or something from chigger bites. But it's just awful. We used to go over there and see them sometimes. We had to go on a streetcar.